If the boundaries are broken, a negative consequence should be assessed. The consequence should fit the infraction. If Sally's going to not raise her hand and yell out, she shouldn't be sent to the office. That consequence doesn't fit the infraction. So I think it's important that we have steps for negative consequences. And if they are followed through, hopefully we don't get to the point of an office visit or having to leave the classroom. But if your boundaries are broken, I think it's important to give that negative consequence and be consistent with it and be equitable with it. So if a male is out of his seat, running out of the classroom, they will receive the same consequence as a female. So I think with your negative consequences, remember to keep them equitable, most importantly, and make sure the consequence fits the infraction. The negative consequences shouldn't be based on anything outside of the classroom. Majority of the time, that student has no control over what's happening outside of the classroom. This is their safe space. So we want to maintain it and keep it their safe space. So we don't want to reference things that they don't have any control over that might make them feel less than, because that's truly not the case. So as you're delivering a negative consequence, make sure that it's equitable. Make sure that the consequence fits the infraction. You don't want to be any more harsh to a person of color or any more strict with a boy than you are with a girl. Just make sure that your consequences are across the board level. If you have a calm down space, it should be comfortable for a male or a female. It should be in a space that's safe, and the color of the skin should never factor into your consequences. And for that matter, should never factor into your positive consequences. Really try to check yourself. And it might be something that you have to really self-reflect on to see if that's one of your implicit biases, because you may be doing it and not be conscious of it. And the student may realize it, but not quite understand it. So again, that could give that feeling of less than. So we want to make sure that we're equitable with our positive and negative consequences.